Blog Talk Radio.
Churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and evermore. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please note the time will be changed from 9 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the show will be concluded at 10 p.m. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task, and I'm encouraging you tonight. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed of the gospel. We should use every social network available to us and proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. I encourage you to join me on this spiritual journey as we go forth and do the will of the Lord by honoring the Great Commission. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me in both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria unto the uttermost part of the world. Beloved, we must go forth and proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world.
Oh,
let us pray. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us. Lord, thou hast heard the desires of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Father, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world, I pray that you will send laborers into the harvest. I pray, O Lord, that we will not take the Great Commission lightly, but to go forth and win souls for your kingdom. I pray, O Lord, that every social network will be saturated with your word. O God of righteousness, forgive me of my sins, as I submit to you tonight and thank you for your saving grace. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in my distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make my way straight before my face. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll give me wisdom and understanding to expound on your word. I pray, O Lord, that as I explain the book of Revelation, I will not let pride or ego get in my way. Let the Holy Spirit guide me throughout this show tonight. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people. Bless this ministry as we continue on this journey. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Matthew chapter 24, the King James Version. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whatso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountain. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what your hour Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour, as ye think not on the Son of Man, cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smile, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight will be understanding the book of Revelation, and we will be speaking about the beginning of sorrows. This will be a series that will run continuously for a number of weeks. And each week we will be speaking on the book of Revelations. So I pray that these lessons will be a blessing to you all. Many generations from the ascension of Jesus Christ until this day have felt that their generation would be the last, thinking that they were in the last days. Today, I too believe that we are in the last days, yet not without good reason. There are specific prophecies that give detail and evidence regarding the world's entrance into the last days. that required that generation to have the ability to have worldwide reports or news in which this generation has. Beloved child of God, if you have not believed that we were in the last days before, then I present to you biblical proof of this fact tonight. It has begun. In the Gospel of Matthew 24, verses 3 through 14, we see the signs of the last days that Jesus Christ declared. For clarity, we will separate this scripture in two parts, which are pre-tribulation, which is before the rapture or taking out of the church, and post-tribulation, which is after the rapture of the church. The church will not be punished with the wicked for their constant sin and rejection of Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. Rather, we will be caught up to heaven or raptured instead of dying to release our souls and spirits, having our bodies transformed into glorious ones with our spirits and souls still present in them, which will be an unprecedented event. Let's get back to the events that will precede this event, which again is called by Jesus Christ the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 24, verses 3 through 8 says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Seeing that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." Matthew 24, verses 9 through 14, tells us of the tribulation period that precedes the beginnings of sorrows. It reads, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." These things will also be evident before the coming of the Lord as well, as we advance towards the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. we will begin to see the increase in certain disastrous things throughout the world, as well as other signs. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. What did Jesus mean by the beginning of sorrows? To best understand this statement of fact, we must define the word sorrows. The Greek word for sorrows is Odin, pronounced Odin, meaning pangs or through a hard or painful struggle, especially of childbirth. It is pain, sorrow, and travail, work especially of a painful or laborious nature, toil. The Hebrew word for sorrows is makoba, pronounced makobau, meaning anguish or, figuratively speaking, affliction, grief, pain, or sorrow. Sorrows is grief, a feeling of deep sadness caused by a loss or misfortune. It is also a saddening burden or an unfortunate event, experience, or other cause of sorrow. So what did Jesus mean by the beginning of sorrow? He meant that before the tribulation period and rapture of the church, that there would be a period that had unfortunate events which would cause sadness, loss, and misfortunes. This period would entail painful struggles, anguish, grief, sadness because of sorrows and affliction. The Lord told us that there would be certain signs that would alert us that we were in that period of time. The signs that would tell us we would be in the beginning of sorrows are these seven signs. False Christ. In our society today, there are many declaring that they are Jesus or some kind of Savior. This can also represent false religions that claim to save or are the way to God. Wars and rumors of wars. The Greek word for rumor is akoi, pronounced akoi, meaning a sense of being heard. Rumors of war are the reports of war. With the advent of news reporting, this sign is visible to us every day through the newspapers, television, the internet, and radio. Nation shall rise against nation. The word nation in the Greek is ethnos, meaning race or ethnic group. Here we have races of people hating other races of people. In America today, we have a hidden racism in which many people do not want to live around other people groups. There are many groups in our nation that are presently trying to cause race hatred. Kingdom against kingdom. These are literal nations or government coming against each other. We are just one conflict away from World War III. Famines. In many countries of the world, there is famine, death, and scarcity of food. As we continue to pollute the land, sea, and air, this sign will increase. Pestilences. The Greek word for pestilence is lamas, pronounced loimos, meaning plague or disease. Many think that this has to do with bugs, but they would be wrong to assume this. We can see that even though modern science has found the cure to many diseases, even more stronger diseases and plagues are rising in our world, more some man-made, others by nature. Earthquakes. From the year 2000 onward, we have had such a dramatic increase in earthquakes and tsunamis, including the one in Indonesia that killed over 200,000 people, and in Haiti in 2010, in which they are almost estimating the death of over 200,000 people. Around the world, there are an average of 33.2 earthquakes of 2.5 or more on the Richter scale every day. It is not that these things were not happening before, yet the Lord Jesus Christ was letting us know that there would be a noticeable increase in them, both in multitude and magnitude. Along with these things, we also see the rise of other natural disasters, such as hurricanes, like Katrina in the United States, landslides, burying rural communities and villages and people, volcanic eruptions, and droughts. Some want to give us the scientific reasons why these things are occurring, such as global warming. Yet Jesus Christ was not telling us the science of how it was going to happen. Rather, he was telling us of the season that we would be in when it happened. All these things are meant to be a further witness of the prophetic truth and accuracy of the Holy Bible above every other book. Beloved, as we conclude this segment of the lesson tonight, if you desire to know more about understanding the book of Revelations and the beginning of sorrow, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We also encourage you to tune in on Wednesdays and Sundays for the continuation of these lessons, Understanding the Book of Revelation. I would like to invite you right now to join me in prayer, especially those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have turned away from Him, and those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the only God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with His blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I put Him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Dear beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. God bless you that you made it to our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at our new time at 8:45 p.m. until 10 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. We'll take a short break. Come right now. Once again, I would like to remind you that every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:45 p.m., you could tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must come shortly to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. God bless you, and good night.